Going to jump right into it this morning. We've got Steve from the Village Butchery Inn, and we're going to be talking about sticky stuff, sticky meats, which are actually one of my favorite summer fares. And having spent a bit of time in America, one of the things that I particularly like are the chicken wings and the ribs with that stuff on them. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I really like it. So what can you tell us about this fare, Steve?
Well, personally speaking, I enjoy food when it's messy. You sort of eat it sitting in the bath or something. Things that make you lick your fingers.
Yep.
And do a bit of face painting as well.
Yep. Anything you eat with your fingers sort of has a little bit of a different ring about it, doesn't it, really?
Well, it does. I quite like the sort of Eastern Asian style of lots of little bits and pieces and just graze rather than sort of sit down to a formal sort of meal. But I think the messier, stickier it is, the better.
So what's a favourite sort of one that people at home could pull off if they wanted to make us? And we've got the chicken wings, presumably, and the spare ribs as well that are usually pork spare ribs.
Pork spare ribs or even beef spare ribs.
Beef spare ribs,
If I roast a prime rib, I always keep the ribs and then marinate them and do them again the next day.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. There's not a huge amount of meat on them, but it seems to take you forever to eat them.
You
just gnaw down to the bone and get messy. It's primitive, I think.
It's that kind of sort of point where it sometimes crosses over when you're eating chicken and you sort of think about how savage it all really is, but how good it tastes. Steve, what is the, I mean, those, the one as I'm kind of thinking about are the quite, when you have the spare ribs and the chicken wings that have that real sugary stickiness to them. What, do you know, can you tell us a little bit about what that ingredient is? Is it just, is it basically just brown sugar or?
Brown sugar is better than white sugar.
Yep.
But you can use honey, molasses.
Right. And it's actually cooked within the molasses or in the brown sugar. And can you do them on the barbecue?
Yeah, you can do. it tends to be a bit messy on your barbecue with that sort of sugary marinades.
Yep.
You end up with a real
residue.
Well, almost toffee left on your barbecue.
It kind of reminds me of my barbecue anyway.
But if you cook them first and then sort of reheat them on the barbecue, it's not too bad. There's a few products out on the market now where you can put that on your barbecue and just either throw them away or wash them.
Oh, yeah.
Things like the silicone paper.
Oh, yeah.
There's another product out that's it's almost like a baking sheet and it looks like paper.
Yeah. I think it's kind of reusable, that one?
Yeah. You probably buy them in the supermarkets in a smaller, like what you would use to make muffins in.
Yep.
You can buy little ones that fit in your muffin tins, but you can get a big one and put that on your barbecue, and then when you've finished, you just put that in the sink.
Yeah, give it a wash.
Give it a wash, and
that's a good idea, actually.
That's another thing that saves washing up, which is something
I know
I don't really enjoy.
I mean, one thing actually which stalls my barbecuing every summer is just the dreaded thought of having to clean the thing at the beginning of the summer, usually because it's had some kind of marinated meat, or I tend to put lots of barbecue sauces on some of the things I cook, and that just ends up encrusting itself on the grill, and it sort of defers me from actually getting back in there every summer. So if I had something like we're talking about that I could sort of slip on and then take off, It sounds a bit rude, doesn't it? But on the barbecue, then that would ease the pain, really, of having to clean these things. They're awful to clean, aren't they? I mean,
they are. One easy thing to do is sort of get it going as hot as you can for a while, really get it hot and smoky. And just let it char anything that's on there. And then on the bar section, just get a wire brush.
Right.
And give it a scrub.
Yep.
And then on the solid plate, but a handful of salt, like you would prove a pan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just put the salt on and let that heat up. Give it a scrub.
Yep.
With your wire brush.
Yep.
And then just let it cool down a bit and oil it.
Okay. And then you're pretty much good for the rest of the...
Well, you have to clean it, obviously, every time, but the principle's the same. When you finish cooking, one good tip is to, again, turn it up and you know, really get it hot so it burns everything it that's again. On there.
I mean, there seems to be two camps in the barbecuing world, isn't there? There's the camp that likes to try and clean the thing after every barbecue, and then there's that other camp that always has the excuse... You know, you leave all that stuff on there and it actually adds to the flavor of the next one. It could just be called the lazy camp. is that not true?
Well, I've actually done barbecues at people's houses or whatever, and I've used their barbecues, and there's actually been sort of footprints and teeth marks in the corner where all the fat's stored. So I don't think that's quite a good idea.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. Actually, I tend to fall into the latter camp, but it could just be laziness on my part. But do you have a, while we're talking about this sort of sticky marinade, do you have a quick sort of recipe for these kind of marinades or any kind of tips on how to get that kind of stickiness going in a spare rib? Or is it spare ribs and also chicken wings you can do as well?
Chicken wings, anything really. Depends on what you want to eat, really. You want sort of hot and spicy or a sweet and sour type thing. But basically, you're making a caramel with your sugar, honey, molasses, that sort of thing.
Okay.
and whatever sort of herb spices you want to use in there. Mm-hmm. And then rather than have a lot on it, get it cooking, and then just keep basting
it on.
There's nothing worse than it being burnt.
Right.
Which, you know, you end up with sweet charcoal, more or less. Yeah.
So to avoid it being burnt, you just keep basting it on at a sort of a lower...
And, you know, obviously don't do it too hot.
Right.
Or else you get that bitter, acrid sort of taste coming through.
Burnt, sour stuff on your meat. Not good. So you're selling many... You got the spare ribs and things like that over in the shop at the moment, or...?
Yeah, we've got pork ribs on special at the moment. Ribs. They're $10.99 a kilo.
Yep.
We've got the chicken wings. We've got some kebabs.
Yep.
Anything really, you can make little burger patties, you know, that sort of thing, with dipping sauces. Right, that's another
sort of
thing,
finger,
you know. Little toothpick and dip it in different sauces.
Yep.
And some salads and good bread.
Yep. And you're away. Good summer eating that kind of finger stuff, isn't it? I mean,
it's to me. I just enjoy that. If you know, in the afternoon, you've got couple of hours, and at the end of the day, if you're eating little bits like that, you're not sort of sitting down and eating the whole heap at once, and then you just fall asleep in front of the telly, you know.
All right, well, hey, thank you, Steve, for coming in again on Island Life.